Hal Reed in Atlanta Probing Frank Case. The Atlanta Constitution, Sunday, 27th June 1915, page 57, column 1, Sow. His moving pictures were wanted by defense in the Thaw case. The Ansley Hotel lobby, bustling with visitors to the inauguration ceremonies, was the scene of the Atlanta angle to the Harry Thaw trial Saturday afternoon. Hal Reed, the noted playwright, author, and investigator, was informed that the Thaw prosecution had announced it intended to use a set of motion pictures photographed by Reed to establish the fact that Thaw was insane. The playwright immediately got busy on the wire to New York. He was informed by John B. Stanfield, Thaw's chief counsel, that the prosecution planned to show by the pictures taken by Reed in the prisoner's cell that Thaw was subject to a nervous ailment that constantly caused his face and throat to twitch. In a lengthy telegram, Reed explained to the attorney for the defense that the pictures had been taken at a slow speed in order that full exposure could be gained to eliminate the defective light of the prisoner's cell, in which they were photographed, and that when the film was run off on the projection machine, which was naturally run at a greater speed, the figures were caused to jump in an unnatural fashion. Hal Reed is the author of 100 plays. He is in the city investigating the Frank case, upon which he plans to write an analysis. He visited Milledgeville Saturday morning, where he had a talk with the prisoner and his wardens. He has already held two conferences with ex-Governor Slayton, to whom he was introduced by letters from the Secretary of State and the Secretary of War.